For the millions of teens, and let's face it, grown-ups as well, who followed the drama of Bella, Edward, and Jacob, this is the music that helps tell those stories. I'm talking about the films inspired by the teen vampire series Twilight. And this is music from one of the films, New Moon. The voice belongs to Swedish singer Lykke Li. That delicate voice on the New Moon soundtrack has undergone something of a transformation on Lykke Li's latest record. It's called Wounded Rhymes. Like a shotgun, needs an outcome. I'm your prostitute, you won't get some. And Lykke Li joins me here in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
That's a track called Get Some. There is obviously a bolder, even somewhat provocative sound. There's a line in that song. It's a metaphor, of course. It says, I'm your prostitute, you're going to get some. Why that metaphor?
That kind of just came to my mind, you know. And for the ones who know me, the people who know me, I am, you know, I kind of speak my mind in a lot of different subjects. I didn't even think that it was provocative because I've been here, you know, I listen to a lot of hip hop, for example, and I've been hearing, you know, all sorts of different words, you know. So for me, it's just natural, you know, to be talking like that.
I've read you say that that specific metaphor is, in a sense, you kind of saying, you know, men can get away with saying certain things, but when women write it, it's different. It's seen differently.
Yeah, and for me, it's very shocking to kind of be talking about power, you know, and to make a statement about how I feel being a woman in the music industry, and all of a sudden I'm labeled as like a victim and a real prostitute, you know. So I think it's interesting, that's all.
It's not about sex.
It's not about sex.
I want to hear another track from this record. This one's called Youth Knows No Pain. Lykke Li, I'm hearing some, I think, 1960s influence here. You've got the reverb and the percussion, the organ. Was that a sound that you had in mind all along?
I just wanted to give back to, like, you know, real songwriting. And I want to give back to that human touch and to be, like, in a room and real instruments, live takes. So I think it was just because, you know, we were in a room and there was Hammonds and, you know, drummers, and my girlfriends were singing. So I think that's the sound that comes out when you're trying to keep it organic. You know?
Did it surprise people when they first heard it, people who know you and know your music?
No, because I think, I mean, this record actually makes more sense to the people that know me. You know, this is even more me. I think the first record, I was so young and so, I felt so uncomfortable in the studio, so I couldn't really
almost give. Vulnerable in your voice.
Yeah, but almost like I had to pee or something, you know. It was a bit too tight, you know. So, I think for the ones who know me, how I am as a person, and also seeing me on stage, this record makes much more sense.
This is more who you are.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm speaking with Swedish singer Lykke Li. Her latest album is called Wounded Rhymes. You had a pretty amazing and interesting childhood. I read that your family moved all around the world. Tell me, first of all, where you lived.
I mean, I didn't live like live, but I was born in Sweden, and then I lived in Portugal, and then we would just travel a lot. So we would go to Morocco, like Nepal, India a lot, and Thailand, America, like New Zealand. Yeah, kind of everywhere. For me as a teenager, I was not enjoying, actually.
Did you just want to be home in
Sweden? I wanted to be home, you know, and go to discos with my friend, and I always had to be on some mountain somewhere.
But I guess in a sense, I mean, you didn't have that, but in a sense it created a completely different experience that makes you who you are.
Yeah, but it also, I mean, to be me is quite a challenging process, because I think that whole sense of home, like I don't know that feeling. I never had it, and I don't, so I never know where to go home.
Right.
And I try to ask my mom, I'll call my mom and be like, where should I go? And she's like, oh, I don't know, because I think I'm going to move again, you know. So she just keeps moving, you know. So I lost that sense of home, you know.
I know places we can go, babe. Coming home, compound four, babe. And the how I'm faded, babe. Know the how I'm hurt, babe.
And of course, when you're here in the U.S., you're identified as a Swedish singer, and people think of you as somebody from Sweden, but that's not really your home.
I don't know. It is to some parts, but it's like a home that I've always wanted to kind of get away from.
Why get away from it? What is it about Sweden that makes you uncomfortable?
I mean, I love it. There's so much great things there, but I think that's just, you know, you grow out of certain things. And also, it's so freaking cold and dark. You can't even imagine. Yeah.
Let me ask you about the Twilight series, because it's become so huge. Did you identify with the story in there at all? Did you feel like this is something that I was meant to do? I was meant to make music for this.
No. I'm so outside of the loops. I didn't even know what it was, you know, and I never read the books or, you know, I don't follow that whole thing. But then I kind of was asking around when I got the offer, and then I just realized that it was this really large, like, pop culture phenomena, you know.
Huge, yeah.
And, like, all these young people, you know, still believing in love and being romantic, and, you know, so I really, you know, I remember watching films when I was, you know, in my teenage years, and you would be in love with, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio, and then, like, a song would come on. And
you'd love him even more.
Yeah, and you'd love that song forever, too. Yeah. Like, it changed your life, you know? So if I could do that on, like, prime time, then yes.
Do you think years from now, when you go back and listen to this record, Wounded Rhymes, what do you think it will remind you of? Where in your life do you think it will take you back to?
I mean, for me, I'm going to be like Benjamin Button, I think. I'm just going to grow younger, you know. So I think I will probably be, you know, happy, fat, with kids, and looking back and be like, oh, I was such a angry young woman, you know. So probably like dark years before I kind of understood that life is hard, but it's always beautiful.
Happy and fat are not adjectives that we often think of with aging Swedes.
Uh-huh.
But you never know.
Yeah.
That's Lika Lee. Her new album is called Wounded Rhymes. If you'd like to hear a little more, go to our website, nprmusic.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Tomorrow on All Things Considered, during a blizzard last winter, Todd Bieber went skiing across Prospect Park in Brooklyn, and in the snow, he came upon an undeveloped roll of film. So naturally, that led him to Paris.
This is one thing where I made a choice that I wouldn't normally make, and it led to something amazing.
Is searching for the mysterious photographer behind that film. That story tomorrow on All Things Considered from NPR News. Our program is directed today by Brent Bachman and edited by Mathoni Maturi. The staff includes Phil Harrell, Petra Mayer, Lauren Silverman, Lily Percy, and Jessica Deal. Megan Kane is our intern. The technical director is Daniel Shukin, assisted by Renee Pringle, Peter Alina, and Bae Jong. Melissa Goh is the weekend web producer. Our reference librarian is Key Maleski. The managing editor for NPR News is David Sweeney. Rick Holter is a senior editor, and our senior producer is Matt Martinez. Thank you. And for Saturday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Remember, you can hear the best of this program at our podcast. It's called Weekends on All Things Considered. Subscribe or listen at iTunes or at npr.org/weekendATC. We post a new episode on Sunday nights. We'll be back on the radio tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening, and have a great week.